Good evening, this is weather forecaster Maddie Johnson. Well, if you didn't grab your sunglasses today, you're going to need them for the rest of the week because we are going to be seeing plenty of sunshine. Right now, as you head out the door this evening, the temperature is sitting in the mid-40s, about 45 degrees out there. Winds are coming from the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. They have died down. Winds were a lot gustier this morning. However, we will see those winds pick up tonight. Skies are partly cloudy. As we head into the overnight, we'll see lows in the mid-30s, 36 for your low. Those winds do pick up. Coming from the southwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts of 25 miles per hour are possible. We'll see clouds pick up and increase overnight, mostly cloudy for your low tonight. However, we will see some patchy fog in the morning, so watch out for that. As we head into the day tomorrow on Wednesday, we're going to be seeing much of the same pattern, plenty of sunshine, and this is going to help our temperatures get into the mid-40s. We're going to be seeing a high of 44 degrees tomorrow. Those winds coming from the west about 15 miles per hour, once again dying down throughout the afternoon and evening on Wednesday. Skies are going to be partly sunny tomorrow, so make sure to grab those sunglasses as you head out the door because you're going to need them. Plenty of sunshine is also featured in our upcoming forecast for this week. For both Thursday and Friday, we're seeing temperatures in the lower 40s, about 41 both of those days. Mostly sunny skies in play. On Saturday, we could reach 50 degrees as that sunshine and those southwesterly winds are going to help bring in much warmer air. Our next chance for precipitation returns on Sunday. There is a 30% chance of rain and snow right now. More precipitation chances leading into Sunday night. However, those temperatures are still going to stay warm, above average for this time of year, in the mid to upper 40s. For more weather updates, be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at WCRDWX.